If we're going to ask, we may as well ask in faith, nothing wavering, no doubt. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You know, it's hard to speak in tongues and complain at the same time. You ever tried that? I don't advise it, especially when you're driving. But I'm just saying, it's hard to think about how bad something's going to get and how horrible something's going to be when you're praying in faith. So let's choose one or the other, and let's stay right there. So James is letting us know, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord, talking about the wavering man, because a double-minded man, and I'm not here to just pick on men, it's not Father's Day, so I'm just going to say a double-minded man and woman, is unstable in all their ways. Praise God. Amen. Psalms 57, verse 7. My heart is fixed. It doesn't mean that David had a bypass. It means that David's heart is stayed. It has a place where it is that it will not be moved. It's fixed. It's in a sure place. Oh God, he said it again. He meant this thing. My heart is fixed, and I will sing, and I will give praise. Everybody say praise. Hallelujah. You know, if you'll notice, you take the P off, what have you got? He said, if I be lifted up, I will what? Just something to think about. Praise God. I want to talk about the prerequisite for receiving. Or it would be the same thing as saying the art of getting what you need. And let's look to the Lord and ask God to speak to us, all of us, in Jesus' name. Master, by the Spirit of God, by the power of the Lord, and the touch of the Holy Ghost. God, there's been a healing in the house, and we give you praise. There's been a touch in this house, Lord, that will never be withdrawn, and I thank you for that right now. And God, we give you glory and honor, and we want to know how. We want to know how to do what we must do for our hearts to be fixed in our relationship with Jesus Christ. And everybody shouted amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. Amen. One of the steps that the author mentioned today is praise. Praise and worship is a prerequisite to receiving everything we need from the Lord. Now, if you'll remember, Satan was quite gorgeous. Why, if Satan had been created in the 70s, the world would have tried to make him the Marlboro Man. But Satan was gorgeous, and he was the most beautiful angel that the Lord had ever created. And he was created for a specific purpose, and that was to bring glory and honor to God. He encompassed and surrounded constantly the throne of Almighty God. I don't know, I guess after eons of time, Satan grew weary of that and decided he wanted all that worship and praise for himself. And so he tried to steal it. He had already kidnapped a third of heaven and got them involved in his scheme. And they fell for it. And then after he tried to usurp authority over God, they really fell for it. All the way from heaven to earth, where they became demons and ugly little spirits. You say, I'm jealous. I say, you have a spirit. I'm not saying you're demon-possessed. You say, I really wish I had a house like that. I say, you've got the spirit of envy on you. Or you say, I wish I could they would let me sing like they let them sing or preach or do whatever. And I don't want to go there today. But and I say that's a spirit that fell from heaven that's messing with you. These spirits have no fingers, they have no eyes, they cannot see, and they cannot touch until, because they are spirits, and they until they come into an individual and manipulate that person, they have no way around. And so they're constantly trying to get into people. And I don't know how it is with you hunters, but when I hunt, I try to get a wall hanger. And so does Satan. He'd love to have a tongue talker today. He'd love to have get a hold of someone that's been baptized in Jesus' name today. I want you to notice something about Satan and the demons that fell from heaven. And that is, when they fell, their worship was taken from them. There is no more praise for them. There is no more worship for them. When you may say, well, the worst thing that could happen to me is that I don't get to go to church, or I don't get my finances blessed, and I don't get healed in my body, or a number of things. But I'm telling you, the worst thing that can happen to you today is that the Lord would withdraw His worship from you, and praise and adoration toward Him, and make you feel like you don't even want to. You're not even going to do it anymore. That's terrible. I'll tell you why it's terrible. For the same reason it was terrible for Satan. Because when Lucifer became the devil, and when Lucifer, that gorgeous angel, became the devil, he lost his worship and he lost his praise. That's from in Genesis. But when we go all the way to Revelation, by the time Satan gets to Revelation and John gets a view of him, John said he looks just like a dragon. So he's gone from this gorgeous angel to this hideous looking creature. And John had no other words to describe it other than he looked like a dragon. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, lose your worship and you're going to get ugly. Lose your worship and you're going to get hideous. Lose your worship and you're going to be one of the... Your attitude's going to go sour. You'll backbite. You'll talk about. You'll get selfish and self-centered. Lust will take over. You'll want to watch everything on video, and you'll want to watch everything on the internet except what's good for you. Amen. You'll do things in the dark. That's why, listen, I'm just telling you, lose your worship and you're going to get ugly. If you've got access to praise right now, I would really take advantage of it. If you've got access to worship right now, I would take advantage of it. Hallelujah. Because the last thing you would ever want to do is look like the devil when it comes to the end time. Go ahead. And I've made a commitment in my ministry that I will never embarrass myself, and I will never embarrass another individual, because you won't worship God. I'm just going to let you go. I'm going to pray for you, but I can't pray for you. I can pray for you, but I can't pray in your stead. And so, hey, you don't want to worship God? Sit there like a piece of cardboard if you want to. And I promise you this, and you'll see it come to pass. It'll be gradual and it will be slow. But you will get further away from God. Your life will get harder. Your physical body will have serious trauma. And you will get ugly. And so we need to take advantage of our access to worship and praise. In other words, you know, John, the book of John says, "For the Father seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth." So when you've got spirit and truth, you've got the combination that it takes to really worship God. There are those that worship Him without truth, but they're not holy there. There are those that have truth but won't worship, and they're not totally there. But when you worship Him in spirit and truth, you are there. Praise God. He's come to infest this house with spirit. He's come to infest this house with truth. And if you don't know why by now, then your batteries are low. Amen. Because He is reaching from this church to the world and to the nation and to this county and to this city, to your family, your friends, and your children. And so if we need anything as a prerequisite to receiving what we need from God, it's worship. When we praise Him, He said He inhabits the praises of His people. And so that's when we can let Him know our petitions. Don't ever go into a prayer meeting without praise first. And don't ever leave a praise meeting without praising Him at the end. Right? He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. You fill in the blanks. But don't forget who He is when you went in there, and don't forget who He is before you left. And He deserves our worship. And He deserves our praise. It's time to get single-minded. Hallelujah. Cut the ropes of alternatives. Paul said, let go of the boats. Cut the ropes. Stay with the ship. You'll be all right. Let's get single-minded. Let's not have any alternatives. In other words, you can get wherever you're going to get. God can allow you to go through whatever you're going through. It can be tough. It can be hard. When somebody looks at you, as Job's wife looked at him and says, why don't you just give up? You're going to look back at them and say, I can't give up. It's all I have. How can you give up when this is all I've got? I'm single-minded. Amen. Praise God. We will celebrate a fixed heart. Amen? When we have two types of hearts, and that is number one, a heart that has stayed on the Lord, and number two, that is a heart that has been repaired. You see, I've been broken. I've had people come to our church that have been broken. They've been disappointed by ministry. That is the most terrible disappointment in the world. When you have been broken, your heart has been broken by ministry that has fallen. But please, when you come here, don't look at me as if I'm that man, because I am not that man. My heart is fixed. My heart has been repaired. And I'm going to live the rest of my life, if you don't mind, trying to pay God back for it. And so this is a good place to get your heart fixed. Don't waver. You can't be hot one day and cold the next. Happy one day and sad the next. Good one day, bad the next. In one day, out. Up and down and all around. Let's get into the possession position. Now, whether you like it or not, there's a spirit that wants to possess you. Well, to be honest with you today, I like it. I was born in sin, and I was shapen in iniquity. But there was a spirit that was after me from the day I breathed my first breath. From the day I first spoke. I spoke the first day I was born. I did. I'm not intelligent, but I spoke English the first day I was born. That doctor slapped me somewhere you don't pose to. And I looked at him and I said, why? 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 First word was why. But from the first day I was born, I've had a spirit chasing after me, desiring to possess me. And it was in 1976, I said, okay. And I gave up. And I was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I've been possessed for almost 40 years. Praise God. I look at my wife because she knows exactly. Amen. I've been possessed. I'm telling you, these hands aren't my hands anymore. This voice isn't my voice anymore. Oh, when you hear me talk, you're going to hear godly things. You're going to hear godly stuff. Oh, I can't help it. I've been filled. I've been thrilled. I've been possessed. Hey, it's from the tip of my nose to the tip of my toes. I can't help it. I dance for Him. I leap for joy. I clap my hands. Woo! I dream about speaking in tongues. I speak in tongues at church. I speak in tongues in my car. I speak in tongues at my house. I'm possessed. You say, "My Lord, preacher, you got it bad." No, I got it good. I got His Holy Ghost. I got it good. I got His blessings. I got them good. I got His salvation, man. I got it good. When I got baptized good. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said, "I got to find somebody to help this guy." And there was no one else in the world except Dale Hopper and Carolyn Hopper. I can't tell you how many times He was like this in my face. And I was like this. He was my youth pastor. And He sits here today, and I am so honored. He'll tell you. He will tell you. He will tell you, young people, that as a teenager, I made a mistake. Maybe two mistakes. Maybe more. But after I found out what mistake I made, it was very seldom that I ever broke it in the same place again. Because He'll tell you, He is possessed. That man telling you he's possessed, I'm telling you He is possessed. And I'm telling the devil right now, we got young people that are possessed as well. We got moms and dads that are possessed. And I want to tell you something else. The people that you're looking at right now, they're not the only ones that are going to be possessed. We got a whole city that's going to be possessed. They've already got their eyes on us. They're already looking at us. We've already had the mayor. We've already had the county commissioner. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Rick Wagner's got connection right now to big wigs. Hallelujah. And they're going to get connected to Landmark, and they're going to get possessed. Somebody say, "Wow." Say it backwards. I'm just saying, praise the Lord. This is all this stuff is the prerequisite. You say, "Well, I don't want to be possessed." Well, if you're not going to be possessed of the Lord, you're going to be possessed by some other stuff. Don't even think that you can whip the devil by yourself. He's been around a lot longer than you have, and he's got permission from God. And so you can huff and puff and blow my house down. I don't care. I'm just telling you, if you're not going to be possessed by the divine presence of Almighty God, then there's some other things that are going to get on you. They're going to addict you, afflict you, and they will restrict you. That's right. Some of us have the Holy Ghost, and we're sitting up in here with the flu. It's tough enough, honey, with the Holy Ghost. I'd hate to know what it's like without it. They didn't have the Holy Ghost, they'd have pneumonia. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's get into that possession position to where we want the Lord to have everything. We want Him to possess everything. Right? Amen. The little boy in a church, he saw a man crying under the throes of conviction. And he's just a little guy, and the man was on his knees, and the little guy was eyeball to eyeball to him. He was so little. And he walked up to him there at the altar, and he said, "You're a sinner, aren't you?" And the old guy, he was sniffling and crying. He said, "Yes, I am. You've done some bad stuff, huh?" "Yes, son, I have." "You probably drank beer before." The guy said, "Yeah, I have." He said, you smoked before, hadn't you? He said, yes. Been to ball games. Bunch of ball games. Picnics. Picture shows. I bet you got a big old TV and you watch HBO. The guy just had to confess that the little dude was being like a priest. He said, yes, I am. Finally, the little boy looked at him. He said, I wish I was a sinner. Well, that one didn't end good, did it? Why would you say such a thing? Because it's kind of goofy. And every time I say goofy, I see that funny looking dog with Mickey Mouse with the two front teeth. It is so goofy to sit up in this house and watch the glory of God be poured out and the anointing just saturate and permeate this place. You step out after service and it's squishing right out of your shoes. And then there's those others that, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I didn't have to be here. I wish they wouldn't worship like that. Go ahead. That's the goofiest stuff I've ever heard. I'm just telling you, hey, let's get in this thing and let's get all the way. Let's give it to God. Give God 100% one time. Try it. You got to try this. You got to believe this. You'll never desire the world again. You'll never desire the flesh again. You'll never lust after. Hey, I'm just saying, He is our conqueror. He's our overcomer. He's our soon coming King. He's my everything King. He's closer than a brother. Hallelujah. That's why Kendra's here today. He can be closer than a mother. He can be closer than a father. He can be closer than anything. Listen, are you hearing me today? Is He your Alpha and Omega? Is He your beginning and ending? Is He your rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley? Is He your soon coming King? Is He your everything? The church that has apostolic revival is the church that wants to be in church. Praise God. If testimonies could be heard, they would break your heart from where God has brought people today. Hallelujah. I look at some of our young people and where God has brought them from as they worship, and I cannot hold back the tears. Every time I see them worship like they worship, their mother is not the furthest thing from being godly, and sisters and family members, the furthest thing from being godly, and yet they stand here today all alone by themselves, worshiping and magnifying the name of the Lord. And every time I see them, it's like the first time, and the tears just begin to flow. I'm saying, Lord, look at that. They're so addicted by You that nothing out there is even touching them, and they live with it every day. And some of the ones raised up in the church, they're so jealous. They're so ate up with stuff that stinks. They're so, my God, give us revival from the front to the back, from center to circumference. Make us all thankful. I'm just telling you what you need today if you're going to get what you want from God. Don't you want to be a part of something so positive and so great and so awesome? Hallelujah. My life is not a question mark anymore. It's an exclamation point. We know. We will. We are. We have no doubt. We stand firm. We are committed. Dedicated. Am I doing good? Hallelujah. We're a divine design. That's not a question mark, honey. That's something we know. We are part of the fellowship of the unashamed. We will not shut up, stand up, sit down, give up. Hey, we're convinced, we're sure, and we are anchored. Don't you want to be a part of something like that? We know how long we're going to live for God. And that is till death or the rapture takes us home, where there is no more need of fasting, no more need of prayer, supplication, and turmoil, but we'll be face to face with grace. Hallelujah. How long? Amen. Listen, I'm just telling you. I know how long I'm going to live for God, but how long are you going to be a sinner? The scripture says, this is that. Modern religion would tell you, he's a little bit of this and he's a little bit of that. But the word says, is that. You can't have this here and that out there at the same time. The world of sin, the life of living for God doesn't mix. When you get this, you don't need that. When you get this, you don't have room for that. When you get this, you don't even want that. David said, my heart is fixed. Your joy is coming because minds are going to be set, made up, determined, and settled. Amen? Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want my heart fixed. All you've got to do is make up your mind, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. My heart is fixed. My heart is not mixed. My heart is fixed. The world is crazy, but my heart is fixed. This nation is in trouble. And even our fearless leaders are telling you we're on the edge of a cliff. Am I right? Amen. Our nation is crazy. Our system is crazy. Amen. I think I'm just going to go on being a tongue talker. I think I'm just going to go on being an aisle runner, a praiser, a worshiper. I think I'm just going to continue to be happy. Let's stand together. There's a lot of gods in this world. It's just time to determine which one is yours. It's just time to determine which one is ours. Which one that we choose to serve. Praise God. You call it drugs, I call it a spirit. I'm sorry. And that spirit, once the drugs have taken effect, will drag you wherever it wants you to go, not where you want to go. Hallelujah. Sex. Something that was provided by God to be godly, moral, beautiful, between a married couple. Male and female. You have to say that now. And this nation wants to exploit it. Wants to sell it, buy it, trade it. Wants to make it like it's some kind of commodity instead of something that God created for husband and wife. What's going to be your God? Hollywood, what they look like, what they dress like, how they fix their hair, how they have hair, how they might not have hair. Whatever they do there, that's what I want to do here. Is Hollywood really your God? Seriously? Peer pressure at school. They laugh at me because I wore a skirt. Laugh at them because they wore breeches. Are you hearing me? Why don't we just set the pace around this house? Little girl was so mad when she got off the bus. She went busting into the house. She was just a little girl. I know her. This truly happened. This really happened. Her dad was a pastor. He's passed away now, but he was a pastor. She ran into the house. She said, Mama, she said, a bunch of boys on the bus called me a virgin. I said, I am not. She didn't know what a virgin was. She said, I am not. She just thought they were calling her names. But you know, young lady, when you find out what it is and they accuse you of that, you stand right up. You said, and proud of it. And excited to say that you'll never get your grubby hands on me. You'll never touch me with your tongue. You'll never touch me with your lips. You'll never lock your arms around this one. I'm waiting for somebody that God has already chosen, that is living for Him, that is addicted to Him, that is... Praise God. I know there's a lot of us that don't have that testimony, but I'm simply saying, you can. You can. Let's change society instead of society changing us. That's what's wrong with religion today. It's gone society. But we'll never go society. Because you can't be afflicted to, with and addicted to two things at the same time. If I'm going to be addicted, I'm going to be addicted to something that's not an affliction, and that is Jesus Christ. And the valley of indecision will cripple you. We sit back and hold back from God, and we don't know what we want to do. Make up your mind. Today's the day of salvation. I can't help but feel that there are people that would love to come and rededicate and recommit your life to God right now. And that there are others that would really truly love to give Him that life for the first time. Amen. And so I'm just going to cut to the chase and say, come. Whosoever will, let them come. Just let them come. I don't care how bad you've been, how ugly you've been. I don't care what your past has been. I don't care what you've done. It doesn't matter what you said, who you are. I want you to come. Amen. The altar is open for you. The altar is open for me. The altar is open for whosoever will. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask ministry, prayer warriors, to begin to pray with those that need something from the Lord. And let's believe God for the Holy Ghost this morning. Let's believe the Lord for the outpouring of His Spirit. Let's trust God for encouragement and refreshing and renewal. Let's trust God for all that we have need of today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
More and more I long to be by Your side.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's where I hide. It's where I hide.
Oh, Lord.
I desire You.
I desire You, Lord. I need You, Lord.
In all I do,
everything I do, I need
my
You.
Soul thirsts for You.
My soul thirsts.
I give my all to
I'm
You.
Giving everything to You.